This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wife wants us to move to her hometown to be closer to her affair partner. May 28th. Everything was going along okay. We'd use FaceTime multiple times a day to chat. Then one day she says that she needs time alone to think about some stuff. So I say sure, I won't bother you. A few days go by and not a word from her. And as her husband, I wanted to make sure she's okay, so I called her and all heck broke loose. She was crying, tell me how frustrated she has been with me for years. All the pent-up issues she's had with me, big and small, during our entire relationship. Some of it was valid. Some I didn't feel was totally true, but over the next few days the outcome of it was that I need to talk to a therapist to handle some issues I have, which I accept. There are things I need to talk to a professional about. We don't have any financial, alcohol, gambling or addiction issues. Mostly anger management, communication and certain control issues that I have. It was a little rough that week, but we started talking again. Things were going back to normal. I booked a ticket for her to come back home. Meanwhile, I felt like something was weird about her. She wasn't acting the way I've known her to be. She would always say, I love you so much, and start crying. First week of June. Meanwhile, she mentions she's having vaginal burning. Like a yeast infection with some discharge. She got tested and treatment for a yeast infection, and I joked with her to get an STD test too, just in case. She did get an STD test and it was negative. But the vaginal issue wasn't going away. June 23rd. So she comes back home and the following day books an online appointment with a doctor to get tested again. And when she talks to the doctor, she went onto our balcony and closed the door. That was a huge red flag for me because she never, ever goes onto the balcony to talk. She did it a second time to talk to her closest friend. And I thought, that's really weird. I knew something was up. Later that night, I checked her phone to see if anything odd showed up in her messages or browser history. She deleted her entire browser history while she was in Arizona. Another red flag. Then I find a screenshot of text messages she deleted, but were still in a deleted folder. And they between her and another guy at the time she was changing flights in the Atlanta airport. She was upset with him because he didn't come to the dinner they had planned the night before she left for her hometown. I then went and checked her phone records. Looking at the times she texted or called his number. And she had been in contact with him 5 days before she and I had our first serious conversation about marriage issues. I confronted her and learned that he was a longtime high school crush. And she saw him in the club one night when she went out with her friends. She kissed him in the club and went home with him that night. She saw him 3 more times after that in a public park. And planned to see him for dinner a final time before she came back to me. He didn't show up the final night. And she realized he used her. She said she felt guilty the day after her first hookup and realized she destroyed our marriage. She continued to see him because she felt like it was over between us. Was lonely and need a male to give her attention and confidence. During that time, she was seeing him, we were still talking. And often after we would talk, she'd call him. There's just a lot of emotions right now for me to deal with. She said she went home with him because she had so many frustrations with me, and when she saw an old friend from her past, she let fell into temptation. I was even more upset that her closest friends let her go home with another man. And over the entire time she was there, they didn't tell her that what she was doing was wrong. 3 of her closest friends knew, and none of them told her to stop it. She should have known better. I'm just upset with it all. Of them, I asked her, why did you come back to me? And not just stay there. She said she really wanted to come back and work on our marriage. That she wants to be with me, and she realized she wouldn't find another man who loves her as much as I do. I genuinely believe her. I feel like the experience she had with this man devastated her. I've been the only man she's ever been with. So I can understand a human desire to experience something else when you have the chance, but at the same time, a marriage vow has to mean something. Now, I feel betrayed and disgusted. But I don't know if it's worth it to go to counseling to work on this and forgive her. Or if what she did is unforgivable and ending our marriage is the right option. It's hard to know what to do because there are so many things society, religion and culture tells us about marriage, but at the same time life is hard. And being an adult is really hard. Is it human to try and forgive what a loved one did? Or do we have strict rules we must adhere to no matter how much a person mean to us? We don't have any children, which makes divorce a realistic option. At the same time, I've invested 9 years in a relationship with her. And I feel like I can forgive her for making a terrible decision, yet it's hard to come to terms with how crappy she treated me and think that I deserve to keep her in my life. How am I supposed to know that she's being honest when she says she hates herself and wants to be with me? I've reached out to a therapist for myself and our marriage counselor for us. She'll need to book a therapist to deal with her own issues. Too long didn't read. This week I found out that my wife cheated on me when she went back to her hometown to visit her family and friends. We've been together for 9 years. Married 5 years. We had some tension during that time, which made me realize she has a lot of issues about my behavior, which I feel like was an incentive for her to be with another man. Over the past year and a half, we've both been in COVID lockdown. She lost her job and was at home while I continued to work from home. When vaccinations were open to the public, she went back to her hometown to get vaccinated, so she could start to socialize after not being able to see her family for so long. I stayed back because of some immigration issues, since I couldn't cross the border with her Canada to United States. She will do it again if she gets away with this. Second story. My 31 female husband, 41 male, makes mean jokes, and I want to help him stop before we have children. Additional note. This post may not be a final update. There is room for this story to continue to evolve. My 31 female husband, 41 male, makes mean jokes, and I want to help him stop before we have children in our/relationships. So grateful to have found this community and hoping that getting some outside opinions on my situation will help me understand things and figure out how to address this in a constructive way with my husband. I, 31 female, have been with my husband, 40s male, for 10 years. Now married. I always knew I wanted to have kids only after I was married. And now that we finally are, I've allowed myself to start thinking more in depth about it, and I had an inconvenient realization. I could not bring a child into this situation without seeing change in his behavior. While he has this one bad habit, our relationship is not inherently verbally overwhelming. So I'm having trouble finding resources and stories from others who have been in similar situations. The good. He is a great provider. He would be a very fun dad. He is very generous and supportive. I love him. He loves me. The bad, he makes jokes that are hurtful and make me feel a fundamental lack of respect. I'm fine. But when I imagine me as a child growing up with a father like him, I just can't even fathom how broken I would be. I know I need to address this before having kids. We have had conversations about this in the past, and it's just who he is, not aimed only at me. And I am a very sensitive person. The problem, how can I have a conversation about this with him? I'm not perfect. So why is it okay for me to point out his flaws? Is there a playbook here? A guide? I just can't stand feeling like I'm issuing an ultimatum or holding him hostage. And I feel so awful that I didn't have the insight or personal awareness to address this before we got married. I'm struggling to frame this in a way that is supportive. Us as a team against this issue instead of me attacking him. How do I address this? Too long didn't read. Husband has a habit of joking in a way that I've just realized would be hurtful to a child. I want to help him change this behavior before having kids, but don't know how to have that conversation. ETA. Thanks for the help and concern. All. I don't know what this means for me, and it's a lot to process. But I really appreciate so many people sharing their thoughts with me. Not trying for kids. Not off birth control. He barely touches me anyways. Under no circumstances would I bring a child into this situation currently. Other info. In response to a request for examples of the jokes. I'm having trouble finding examples because they just really aren't jokes. He only calls them that because he thinks they're funny. You're eating like a fat girl, just joking. And he didn't call me fat, so I can't justify getting upset. Laughing when I ask how I look in a new top. It was funny because I had bad posture when I asked him. He wasn't laughing at me. Just the situation of me trying to be cute but asking with poor posture and in an unconfident tone. You're going to tear the house down. Context was I'm opening a cabinet and he wanted to point out with a funny comment joke that I was being too heavy-handed. It was after I had spent days cleaning the house for his mother to visit and I was very stressed. It upset me because I felt like I couldn't do a single thing without criticism. I cried and he got upset that I reacted in that way. In response to someone telling original poster, she didn't have to continue to put up with cruel comments. And that her not saying anything in the past was not an excuse for her husband to continue. I mean, it kind of is though, isn't it? If I didn't do a good enough job of identifying it as an issue and putting a stop to it when it first started happening. What right do I have to demand change now that we're married? It feels like a bait and switch. I hate the idea of being a demanding wife. I just want to figure out how to help him see it as an issue so we can both work together to change our behaviors into something that would be a supportive, loving environment for kids to grow up in. I feel like I haven't done my part either. I need to own that. It just isn't who I am, and he loves me for that. I'm not demanding or high maintenance. I think it's less about advocating for myself and more just it feels unfair for me to ask for this. Nothing has changed since we got married. The only thing that changed was my perception of something that has been a constant in our relationship. It feels like an unfair demand. I just want to make it an us against this issue instead of a me against you or you must do XYZ before ABC. That feels low. We're a team. I just want to make sure I'm communicating it in the right way. But I still want to be the cool, strong, supportive wife. I just feel like I messed up here. If this was truly a big issue, I wouldn't have married him. I did. We're here now. And even though I didn't see it at first, I do now. I want to help us both be the best we can be. I'm here and I need to help us both work through this or learn to live with it like I have been. I want kids, but if this can't be the right environment for them, then it's not meant to be. ETA. Duck. I just don't know anymore. Can't believe I wrote that kids could be out of the picture. I'm really struggling to understand all of this. Thanks for your kind words. First update. I 31 female have been with my husband 43 male for 10 years. Married 6 months. Posted on an advice sub and I'm realizing it's a bigger issue than I thought. So what now? I'm having a really hard time digesting all of this. I read Why Does He Do That? Yesterday, couldn't put it down, and while I see some things that my partner does. It's not many and it's honestly not often. It really boils down to making mean jokes and unsolicited advice critiques. That's all. And not all the time. I've been thinking it over for 3 days and he hasn't said anything bad in that time. When he does, it just sticks out in my mind because it's hurtful. Here is what I think need help understanding. Is it possible that this isn't intentional? He learned his behaviors from his mother and has low emotional intelligence. I know that he truly loves me. I can't understand how he could do this on purpose. How is he such a truly great, supportive, kind partner in other ways? Does that outweigh his faults? He is such a great provider. He is supportive of my career and pays all of our expenses, which allows me to work doing what I love. This is a big sacrifice for him and something he did very intentionally for me. How could someone do that to someone they want to hurt? What if it really truly is me? I am sensitive and insecure. I do make things that are benign about me when I'm feeling down. I know these things are true. Couldn't it be a combination of an awful outdated unfunny sense of humor and me being hypersensitive to criticism? I think we both share fault here. Additional comments from OOP. In response to someone saying original poster shouldn't have to walk on eggshells around her husband. Oh geez. I offhandedly said that to him just the other day. That I walk on eggshells around him more related to other issues than the one here. But still, and he flipped it around completely on me. Said that it's the opposite and he has to do that for me because of my unpredictable emotional response to things and that I ruin the mood all the time. In response to someone asking about whether she and her husband still have a physical relationship. He barely touches me anyway, stood out to me. Why doesn't he? What's going on? Ha! Huh. That's a whole other can of worms. Wish I knew. He's just not interested in me sexually. It was normal at first. Less frequent over time. And somewhere in the first few years the jab started. Poking fun at things I say or do in bed. How I move. What I'm wearing. What I want. He really made me think it was me. But I'm not unattractive. I know that. Just for some reason nothing about me is quite good enough for him. Why did he even marry me if I'm such a disappointment? Anyway. I got on birth control early on and it killed my sex drive, so I don't feel as rejected all the time. That helps. I think maybe you need to ask yourself some questions. Like. Are you happy with this person? Is it worth having them around? Does the bad outweigh the good, or is it the other way around? Parts of both. I love him. I don't feel like I can justify leaving him. Unfunny jokes. Infrequent sex. I don't know. It doesn't feel like enough. I'm just beating myself up for not realizing this until now. In response to a comment encouraging her to analyze her husband's behavior for signs of intentional manipulation. I'm trying to do the same thing. It all came into focus the other day. He said he was scared I would find someone better and leave him. That second thing started to make sense. I don't want to admit it because it's so painful. But I think he does do it at least partially on purpose. It worked so well too. I believed everything he said for so long. Final update. Okay. I talked to my therapist who I was seeing because husband had me believing I had emotional regulation communication problems. Came armed with research and concrete examples of his manipulative, controlling and demeaning patterns. She was supportive but firm. Recommended I reach out to my local DV organization to help me work out a safe exit plan and get legal aid regarding the divorce. She said, sooner rather than later. And I trust her. But. I am stunned. I feel like my whole entire world is upside down. I keep flipping back and forth between thank God other people can see this too. I'm not crazy and it is that bad and he's my best friend. I'm heartbroken and he's the only one there for me. He needs me and I could never leave him. I know I should leave, but I don't know what to do. I just want to talk to him and work it out and this will all just be one big misunderstanding. Right. I'm heartbroken. I can't have kids here. But if I leave I'll be alone and also probably won't have kids. And I'll be broken and ashamed. All those conversations. He's going to want me back or want an explanation. I really think that's what I'm hung up on the most. He has so little emotional awareness that I know he won't have any idea what I'm talking about. I know he'll think I'm crazy. I want him to know what he's done, but he's not going to. He might not ever understand. We're so happy so much of the time. I don't know if I can do this. Anyways. Hi. Worst update. But you all were right. For anyone in a similar situation. Lundy Bancroft's Why Does He Do That? Was very eye-opening and described him in ways I couldn't articulate on my own. He fits the profile of the water torturer perfectly. Additionally, very, very helpful these past few days. The hotline looks like I can't link, but you can search. They have a text or chat service. And for anyone out there like me, it's not just emotional verbal overwhelming. It's overwhelming, and they are there to help and support. I spent a few hours over a few days just talking through things with people who really understood, and it was exactly what I needed. Please reach out if it's something you need. Too long didn't read. My husband isn't mean. He's verbally overwhelming. Don't know what's next. Are you fine? From the replies you've made to other comments, it doesn't really seem like you are fine with the way he talks to you at all. You have a right to set boundaries about what kinds of comments you are comfortable with him making about to you. It's not being too sensitive. It's a difference of what type of humor you're comfortable with, and that's totally fine. I would never be okay with my partner speaking to me that way. Like you said, it's disrespectful. And if he gets mad when you feel disrespected by his hurtful comments, that's a really bad sign. This should have been one conversation. I don't like it when you make those kinds of comments about me. I don't find them funny, and they hurt my feelings. I need you to speak to me with kindness and respect. That's it. If he refuses to fulfill that very basic request, that's a serious problem. I mean, yeah. I guess I'm not fine. It does hurt to hear those things from him. But he's so good to me in so many other ways. I know he loves me. I've had that conversation, and it hasn't helped. And I deal with the little hurt of those comments so often that don't think I could handle a hurt as big as what I'd feel if we had that conversation again and he still didn't change. This is the tough part about stuff like this. People are not black and white, good or bad. I have a lot of great qualities. And I've also behaved like a complete, but in some ways in relationships. If he cares about you, he will respect your viewpoint and do his best to change. If he's incapable of acknowledging your point of view on this, that's pretty telling. Thanks for sharing. Maybe you can help me understand this. But people keep saying if he doesn't acknowledge my viewpoint on this, it's telling. Or it's a bad sign. Or a serious problem. Something along those lines. But what does that actually mean? I've told him before. Not with the urgency or understanding that I will now. But it was pushed back onto me. If that happens again, then what? I guess what I mean by saying that's a serious problem is that his actions are showing that he doesn't care enough about you to stop doing something that you've repeatedly told him you don't like and hurts your feelings. When he keeps doing it anyways, that suggests he doesn't care that he's hurting you. To me, that's a really bad sign in a relationship. Couples should care about each other's feelings and want to make each other happy. So if you let him know something he does is making you unhappy and he keeps doing it anyways, it seems like he doesn't care about you being happy in the relationship. It's just plain not okay for your partner to keep doing something like this after you've asked them to stop. Couples therapy might help him understand your point of view. But also, all he should need to know is that this makes you unhappy. That should be enough of a reason to stop doing it. So I think what people mean by saying this is telling is that it's telling you a lot about what's important to him and how much he values your happiness. I don't know that the answer is leaving, necessarily, if that's not what you want. But I would suggest having a very urgent conversation ere you explain that you need a partner who cares about your feelings and doesn't do things they know will hurt you. You're right that it's super important that he stop disrespecting you for the sake of your children. But I think he should be willing to stop just for your sake, because you don't like it. It's weird that that isn't a good enough reason for him to stop saying mean things to you. Thanks for watching. Consider subscribing for more relationship videos. Keep loving.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call, quickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.